Welcome, everybody, to the Orange Tie Guy Anthony White's podcast to come get some instruction. I'm actually preparing myself to end the evening, and it occurred to me I need to record something. I need a podcast because a lot of events and details and specifics happened today. One of the biggest is recognizing that hard work pays off, regardless of whether we see the fruits of it right now. Working hard is an awesome venture to be able to help us to not only grow and to learn, but to actually build. That's one of those great realities when you're a bodybuilder or when you're somebody who's in fitness or trying to improve your physical stamina, stature, however you may see it. Working hard is one of those essential necessities because you have to work hard in the sense of the harder you work, the more difficult it is on you physically, as far as physically demanding. It breaks down muscle, bone, well, not bone, but muscle and tissue so that it can regenerate and grow back and become stronger. Now, not everybody has this luxury. I have friends who have a very difficult time in a physical way of being able to move around or to be able to be as free with their arms or legs and motion as I am. So I consider myself blessed because there are those out there that have restraints that are not something that can easily be resolved and will likely never be resolved in this life. But being that we are eternal beings, they likely look forward to the time when they can move freely about, as I do at this moment. I mean, we all have our weaknesses, but, you know, the term work hard is sometimes abused because I've heard people say, well, you need to work more effectively or efficiently, not harder. Well, it's kind of a way of getting out of the concept of, well, you know, it'd be nice to be able to actually achieve tasks easily, but when we do things and they come to us easy, then we start to slack off. We start to justify, well, you know, I don't need to put that much time into it. Well, I don't need to work that hard. I had a friend who is gorgeous and has a stellar body. And it was interesting because she made the comment and said, I work hard to look this way. Like, this is something that doesn't come easy. And I agree with her. I mean, she has to sacrifice in some of the food pleasures that other people, you know, take for granted and easily or conveniently, you know, go and pick up. She doesn't partake in that. And thankfully, she, you know, has lost the flavor or desire to eat those types of things. But it's kind of like with me and alcohol or tobacco or coffee. I mean, it's like those are things that I don't take pleasure in and do not want to. And so it's like, cool, thank goodness. And I have to say hallelujah and praise the stars that I'm not addicted to coffee like the majority of America. People are like droning about and depressed or even angry or mean. They haven't had their cup of joe in the morning. Well, hallelujah. I don't need that garbage. Like for me, I can have apple juice to, you know, clear the, you know, stuff in my throat and I can go about my day. But when it comes down to it, we each have the opportunities to work hard at something. And the question is what do you work hard at? And it's interesting because some people could easily say, I work hard at being a jerk. I work hard at pushing people away. I work hard at doing nothing. Because I have to tell you, innately, it is actually self-destructive and not healthy for us to do nothing. And so it actually takes practice to just do nothing, to be lazy. It's actually kind of crazy behind the logic and, you know, neuroscience and psychology behind it, but I'm not going to get into that today. But working hard is a great benefit, but it's just where do you want to work hard at? You know, do you want to work hard at being good to your neighbor or to helping friends or to lift other burdens or to improve at the skills at your job or to build a resume or a portfolio or to build a business? Because building a business is not easy. It's actually hard work. But at the same time, it eventually will pay off. And I mean, there are all these curves and, you know, hockey stick growth type things. And it's like, yeah, you know, those times may come. But the question is, how hard are you willing to work at it? How dedicated are you at that? And again, I go back to previous, you know, recordings and podcasts in reference to, you know, relentless pursuit. It's like you are relentless, you know, you do not give up. You continue and continue, and you may hit stumbling blocks or problems or issues. I remember the old Disney movie, Swiss Family Robinson, where they got like stranded on an island, and it was this, you know, family. And then there was an old man and a boy, and they find out the boy is actually a girl. And then one of the brothers is smitten with her, and then the other becomes smitten with her, and she chooses the other brother, et cetera, blah, 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 right? They have a little son, and one of the sons, or the youngest son, he puts these tin cans together, and you know, it's like a, well, it's an alarm system in case that people climb up the cliff, etc. And they're like, okay, whatever, that's stupid. Well, these pirates eventually, you know, they are warded off by the family when they try to come and invade. And then all of a sudden, they come up these steep rocks and this difficult climb. And all of a sudden, you hear the tin cans going, and they're like, oh my goodness, they're coming up this side of the cliff, etc. Well, I got to tell you, being a pirate, you know, after, you know, being shot at or having rocks or boulders smashing into you and stuff, like, you have to have a determination, or you really are working hard to get at people who probably don't even have much valuables. It's been a long time since I've seen this movie, but still, they're working hard. They're determined. I want this, whatever it is, even if they're bad men or whoever it is, right? Men, women, whether it's bad or good, it's the sense of we can work hard at being bad. We can work hard at being good. We can work hard at being lazy or obsessed with sports or a team or whatever. I find it interesting because it's been well over a decade, if not two, that I've really been proactive about sports. And it's fascinating how many people know so much about sports. People will talk, because I'm in Utah, about the Jazz, and I haven't a single clue who one of the players on the Jazz team is, or the soccer team, the Real. Like, I have no idea who is on the Real team. People make names or drop names, and I'm like, who is that? Like, anything. I mean, I remember Michael Jordan, you know, back in the days with Karl Malone. Like, that's the sports that I remember back in the day. You know, like Steve Young and the 49ers, Jerry Rice. Those are the days, and I mean, what is that, 20, almost 30 years ago, something like that? I can't even remember. It's been so long. But all in all, you got to work hard. But the question is what are you working hard at? Working hard at being lazy? Are you working hard at being happy, at smiling? I have to tell you, sometimes it is very difficult, and you got to work hard at being pleasant, maybe talking in a better tone, being patient, but it pays off. People notice. Eventually, it starts to grab people's attention. I got to tell you, windows and opportunities and doors have opened for me because I've worked hard at something to make me a better man, to make me a better friend, to make me a better, you know, servant of others. Honestly, I love to serve and I live my life accordingly. And it takes hard work because it doesn't just happen. You have to work hard at it. You have to work hard at, you know, saying please and thank you and yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. And I mean, I do that with my friends. You know, I don't do it just out of respect, out of rich people or old people. Or no, I do that with everybody, you know. I had a friend who made a comment tonight, and she was being jovial because we were playing pickleball. And I said, yes, ma'am. You know, simple enough, you know. And it's not my everyday speech, you know. I didn't grow up in the South, and I don't say it to every single, you know, female I come across, or male or anything. But it's a sense of, you know, not just respect, but it's still going out of my way to show and share with them that, hey, you know, I show or care about them And it's a way of expressing that through my personality. But again, working hard is worth it. It pays off. So if nothing else today, if all I can share with you is this simple thought, you know, of, you know, come get some instruction, work hard. You know, hard work pays off. So you determine what you want to work hard at, what's worth it to you. And I have to tell you, simple, straight, and true, it'll definitely be worth it. I mean, I wouldn't recommend working hard at being a bad guy, because honestly, you know, we all receive the fruits of our labors, and typically you don't want those kinds of fruits. Trust me. I know too many people that have received those fruits from those labors, and it is not worth it. But I'm Anthony White, the Orange Tie Guy, and I hope that if anything, I served just in a little bit this day.